It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence, the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and that's me. Hi. Today, I get to talk with the band Lily. They hit my radar just at the end of last year with their latest single, Applause, instantly becoming one of my favorite songs that I've heard in the past, I don't know, maybe decade. We're going to talk about that single and the upcoming album. It's going to be lead singer Dylan Nash and drummer Max Morando. And so they'll tell us about resetting their sound while still discovering who they are, writing about people's reactions to performance arts and heading in a more angular direction musically. We also get to hear about playing their latest single, Applause, on the Miley Cyrus New Year's Eve TV special with Dolly Parton and all the guests. In fact, we hear about meeting David Byrne and Saturday Night Live's Please Don't Destroy backstage. The surreal nature of the scene, as well as post-punk having its moments and upcoming tour with Fiddler as well. All that and more. Let's do it. We're talking Applause. It's Kyle Meredith with Lily.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
And I seriously mean that too. I cannot get enough of this new single, Applause. It's seriously my favorite song of the year, of the past 5 years or whatever. I love what you guys are doing. And seeing it New Year's Eve, that was such a great surprise. So let me just say, first off, you know, whatever congratulations means in a moment like this, but good job on what you guys are up to right now.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Well, let's start here. So this is, you know, you back up a few years, you did the EP, you did the LP a couple years ago. And now, as I mentioned, we have Applause that came out in December. And as I read the way you all have talked about this new music, in your previous interviews, it almost seems like this is maybe like another rebirth. Is that fair? Because it almost seems like every single time so far has sort of been a rebirth or you know, beginning again, finding out who you are.
Yeah,
definitely. To the album was a jump, because the EP songs we wrote when we were a lot younger than we recorded them. I think we wrote those songs when we were about like 16, 17, and then recorded them when we were like, we're really 15, 16, and recorded them when we were 18. And then between that time and the album, you know, because you grow up so much in that small period of time, by the time we got to recording the album, we were in a completely different place, I think, musically and like artistically, and just as just people, because you grow up so much in that small amount of time. And we kind of did everything opposite to the EP. And that was a great experience. But now it's kind of the next thing coming up, or, you know, applause and the future of that is kind of us figuring out who we are and like what exactly Lily is.
You know, to figuring out, I was just thinking about what you were saying there about, you know, how young you all were when you started. Dylan, you know, from your point of view, I mean, do you look like you've been a band long enough to have a catalog, but you're still new enough to probably be able to look back on that early stuff and go, that's not us. Do you have that sensation?
Yeah. I think at a certain point, we kind of talk about this a lot. The age range from we started till now, like a 5-year gap from the beginning of like being 18 till, you know, 24, 23, you know, is a much bigger age gap than a 5-year gap from, you know, 24 to 29, because those are more formative years and you're really discovering yourself as an adult. You know, you're going from literally being a kid to an adult. So that was just us trying to understand who we were as people, let alone musicians. And so all the music that we make now is more of, I think, a mature take on whatever we believe in. And we're still trying to find that at this point. And I think we're getting there just because we're definitely very comfortable in our own spaces.
Well, I mean, we get to hear that right on this first single with applause, as I've said. And you all have talked about that being, I think it was in the press release, you know, your take on a dance song. Where does this song come from? I would just love to hear the whole story about its birth and creation, whichever one wants to take that.
I originally made the loop for it, which was, it was just drums, bass. It was like electronic drums and bass and guitar. And then I kind of brought it to the band, and then we started playing it live. And then, you know, Dylan got on it and wrote lyrics and melodies for it. And then we kind of played it live all together and kind of morphed it to what it is now. But yeah, it's kind of, I guess we had the song lying around, but the thing that kind of pushed us to record it was that we found out we were playing New Year's. So we're like, oh, it would probably be a good idea to have a song to put out. So we just kind of expedited the process of that one. So it had been lying around. We're like, let's do that one.
And we'll be right back right after this.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back. Kyle Meredith with Dylan and Max of Lily. Well, Dylan, and those lyrics, I mean, what an interesting thing, especially when you're talking about debuting it live, not just in front of, you know, the live crowd, but in front of potentially the world on the TV side. And you've got that line, nothing matters but the sound of applause. I don't know, what kind of mirror thing is happening in this track?
I don't know. I feel like it's more of my own, I guess, my own take on, I guess my own feeling on performance art and like people's reaction to that, you know, like I, you know, sometimes like if I don't feel like I'm getting praised for what I'm doing, I feel like it doesn't matter, you know, in some sense. I feel like most things in art don't matter unless there is some sort of conversation being had about it, you know? And I don't necessarily think that's true, but a lot of people would, you know? And I guess that's just my disdain towards that sort of conversation, you know?
Maybe I'm looking too much into this, but it's like, is it lost on you, like, having it on that kind of platform with that message at the same time?
Yeah, it's like, kinda,
that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I think it came naturally. Like, we didn't really have another song that we felt was ready, and that just happened to be the song to play on TV. So in some weird like ethereal sense, like the stars aligned and it worked out, you know. So
how was that scene, by the way? I mean, and you know, for everyone watching, we're talking about New Year's Eve, Miley Cyrus, Dolly Parton, all the guests. I just love to hear about that day too. What was that scene like for you guys? Because I know there was a lot going on, and that's got to be a little bit of a bizarre situation.
It was pretty wild. I think we were definitely the most different artist than the rest, maybe the wild card. But no, I mean, it was very cool. Everyone is very, very hospitable, very, very nice. We met David Byrne played. We met David Byrne, which was pretty cool because we're very, very, very big fans of Talking Heads and himself. But you know, you were backstage, you see like Paris Hilton walking around, and you know, Sia's there getting in her like crazy outfit that she was in. It's just we've never been in a situation like that before. Also, it's very to like go and like play one song and like then stop, because usually we're so used to the way our set works is like you ride into the show and there's like peaks and valleys of the energy, but it was just different, like being there and going straight to like 100% and then going back to the show. But I think the energy was cool. It was everyone running the show was really professional, and everyone was really nice. It was just cool. We were grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, I did see the video that you guys posted of just hanging out backstage, and David Byrne walks by, and the look on all of your all's faces collectively at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying so hard to play it cool. I like put my glasses on, like it's just like a natural like tick. I was just like, oh.
When we started this series, I'd been doing the interviews long before, but when we started this proper series, David Byrne ended up being the very first guest on it. He kicked this off, and I don't have to tell you. I mean, he's such an interesting guy to talk to. So you did get to meet him, though, because all we saw was that video, and all I wanted to know is, please tell me they got to have a conversation with this guy eventually.
I had to go up to him and say hi, because I was just like, I have to say hi. I don't really like go up to celebrities or anything like that. I just, he's David Byrne, you know, like, I feel like I had to like shake his hand or something. And I went up to him. I saw Sam go up to him. I was like, all right, this is my chance. So I went up to him. He was so nice. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Did you guys run into the SNL crowd too? I just saw them all over the place.
Yeah. We met the, was it Please Don't Destroy? Or
Yeah.
They were really nice. I like their skits. It was really funny.
So you're, you know, Max, you were talking about, you know, as we were talking about you all refining your sound and everything. What does that mean for now? Because we're all assuming this isn't the only new song that you guys have worked on, that there's more new songs out there. So what do we expect at this point from you all?
Honestly, that's a good question. I think that since when we finished the album till now, we've been really trying to, because I think the album was us trying to go against everything that we did in the EP. So it's very dissonant and like angular, which applause is, but it's more, I guess, more accessible than some of the album songs. I think some of these new tracks that we have are going to record are all very different from each other, just kind of how the album is, but I think even more so. You know, like, for example, one new song that we're in the middle of recording is very Oasis-y, kind of, or like 90s rock, but like with a Lily twist. And then there's another song that we have that is straight up almost metal, as close as we can get to metal, like a hardcore metal song, but also not. With the Lily twist, I guess. And then there's another song that's like, I don't know, I guess a Talking Heads, Radiohead situation. So we're kind of all over the place, but I think that's what we kind of like about doing this, is making the same thing over and over again gets very boring. And I feel like there's no really reason to do it versus us just making whatever we think. At the time we want to make it, we just make it. And we like, that's Lily. Kind of, you know, that morphing our sound into like these different genres of music. So, yeah.
I mean, I love that out of my favorite bands, and, you know, and I'm a little bit older, but so, you know, when I came from growing up, once the band found a sound, that was the box that they had to be in, you know, for better or worse. Although the bands that I tended to follow, you know, you mentioned Radiohead, I've got REM and Bowie over my shoulders, you know, those were the ones that kind of went to hell with that, you know. So I do love hearing that, even though, you know, Applause comes at a really interesting time when, you know, is sort of this post-punk sound is having its moment again, you know. Yeah. Especially in the UK. I mean, are you guys sort of aware? I know you're close to the song, so you might hear it differently than we do, but you hear that song and it's like, oh yeah, you know, you've got the Murder Capital, you've got Fontaines and this sort of happening. It feels like it fits right in with that in a way.
That's cool. We love this. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think our intention behind the music is just to write good songs. But if it ends up getting spoken in the same conversation as those bands, I would not mind that in the slightest. You know, we really respect them. And there's nothing less, you know.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back, Kyle Meredith with Dylan and Max of Lily. So for the sound, then Dylan, and I think this was in a previous interview that you'd been talking about how this time you're also looking for lyrics to be more observant, I think was the way you might have said it, instead of the inward side of things. Where's that coming from?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm naturally like an observant person, not. I'm trying to like be like, oh yeah, I'm like aware of what's going on. I tend to, when I'm with a group of people or in a conversation, I'm always like looking elsewhere to, I don't know if it's to see if like somebody that I don't like is going to walk in or whatever it is, but I'm always observing the environment and seeing what's going on and like staring at people. And I know it sounds a little creepy, but I'm always doing that. And I don't know why. And I'd like to take those observations and put them down on paper versus kind of letting them go to waste, you know, because that's just who I am. And I think that's an honest way to write, you know, from taking something that I'm clearly trying to understand myself, you know.
So I don't know if you're able to pull back the curtain too much right now, but what are those observations? This is one of those times where the interviewer goes, is there do you see a thread, the through line in what you're writing right now?
I think it's more or less like kind of like my interpretation on conversations that people are having about art or life or culture. I think a lot of the time people love to just sort of replicate buzzy phrases and words and paint it as their own, you know. And I'm curious to see how that develops, because I always see it there's always something new, but then it's repeated a million times. And I just don't know where it comes from. And that's what I want to get to the bottom of, because I'm just like, where is this like what's this melting pot, and where's like the core of it? Like why is it, I don't know where these people get their information. I'm just curious. Like I feel like there's like there's spawns and somebody's just like, you know, like, I don't, it's like super weird. But yeah, it's always like, it's like the, I could give you an example. Like, I remember when Licorice Pizza came out and everybody was like, oh, he's writing a movie about like a adult dating a child, like that's not okay, like blah 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 blah. And like, I'm just like, it's a movie, you know, like movies are meant to kind of give a perception on something that like most people don't have and create a picture of something that most people couldn't imagine or enact, you know, on. So I it's just like stuff like that. It's like insane logic and insane displays that happen. And I'm just like writing about it. It's fun, you know, in some sense.
I think that's a really interesting topic too, because especially specifically on what you're talking about, like context and art seems to get lost more and more. In the comments section or whatever, and then it just snowballs and snowballs until I feel like the conversation goes somewhere that it was never meant to go, in a way,
right? And yeah, if you're basing it off a true story, it's like if the person who it's based off of wanted to tell their story essentially, obviously through the tongue of somebody else, like then they should be allowed to have it be told, you know, in some sense.
Well, I'd be really interested to hear how that really plays out over the rest of the songs. I can't wait to hear them. And I know you got some dates coming up, on tour with Fiddler, right?
Yeah.
Is there a history with them? Did I read there? I mean, you guys have done some shows with them before. Is it the first time?
The first time we met them was in Atlanta. Was it after?
It was Shaky Knees.
An after show. I forget the venue in Atlanta, but.
The Masquerade.
Oh yeah, the Masquerade, and that's where we first met them. But we grew up going to their shows, like we used to listen to them in high school. We've been big fans, and we just so happened to be opening up for them at this after show at Shaky Knees, and they were very cool, very nice dudes, and the show was awesome. And we kind of tried to like plant a seed in their head, like, you know, if you ever go on tour, like let us know. But right after that, I think they stopped playing shows for a while. And then the pandemic happened and then et cetera, et cetera. And then they hit us up for they did in September and October, they did three shows on the West Coast, three shows on the East Coast to kind of test them coming back and how the shows would be. And they asked us to play those shows. And those shows were some of, if not the best shows we've played. The crowd is awesome. Fiddler, they're such nice dudes, very supportive and like, you know, proud to call them our friends. But yeah, and then everything went well in the last one. So I guess they like us enough to bring us out again.
I'm gonna have to travel to see one of those shows. I love both these bands.
Yeah.
And I will do that too. I can't wait to hear what else is coming from you guys. Dylan Max, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. And God, I hope Applause becomes the biggest song in the world somehow, because I need everybody to hear that. So nice talking to you, fellas.
It was nice talking to you too.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having it.
My thanks to Lily, Lily. Dylan, Max, also thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. Again, three new interviews every single week. It's a new one Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, so you can keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots. That's a Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all three of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.